Okay.
Item 2 is a rezoning at 320 Stradbrook Avenue under file DAZ215 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 3 is a variance at 320 Stradbrook Avenue under file DAV127495 of 2013-D.
So the applicant is John Winthrop.
John Winthrop. Hello again.
Good afternoon, councillors. It's always a pleasure to be here at the City Center Community Committee. We've read the planner's report. I'm not sure if there's anybody here in opposition or anything like that. We understand what they're doing or their recommendation. If there's any questions from the committee, we'd certainly be happy to answer them. If there's any residents here, we'd be happy to come back and rebuttal and address any concerns, any local residents. But I do believe the site's been posted for 2 weeks properly. We never had any phone calls from any residents or anything like that. Beyond that, there are probably two kind of questions we have or that we're looking direction from the committee. We've submitted two types of site plans to the public service as well as to the community committee to consider. We understand the need and the requirement to have a functioning front door along Stradbrook. We're certainly wanting to contribute to the liveliness of Stradbrook and the character of that. So we have two options that we present to the committee here for you to decide. One is where the front door serves the two front units on the ground floor for the committee to consider. The residents of each unit would, access their units from the front door. The second option would be a front hallway, center hallway plan, where the front door acts as a hallway all the way to the back and serves all the units. That would have staircases on each end of the hallway. We look for any kind of direction the committee wants to give here. There's positive and negatives for both. The positive for the first plan with this two functioning units is it's a little bit more residential. It's a front door for the two units only. It allows access to the side units where there's still some life for people to get in the side of the buildings to get to the upper floor units, a little bit more intimate. The center hall plan, once again, functions as a front door, but with the addition of the staircases on each end, it actually requires the building to be longer, and there's a sacrifice to be made in terms of parking. Everybody would use that front door on the center hall plan. There would be less animation on the sides of the building where it would be probably likely darker. So those are the two kind of positive and negatives that we present to the committee. Anything else that the planners can add regarding those two types of plans?
Any questions? Councilor Grassi?
I have a few questions.
Yeah, and then the one question we have on the variance, we noticed that there is a condition for a parking management plan under Section 171 of the zoning bylaw. One can make a parking management plan in lieu of a variance. We've applied for a variance for substandard parking. So we're not sure why we have to reproduce that process of having a parking management plan approved by the director, as well as a variance for substandard parking. Usually it's two separate processes. So we're not sure why we have to replicate that process again.
I do have some questions. Okay, first of all, on the design, I think I do prefer the hallway front door because, we've had an issue with having clearly a front entrance of fronting the street according to the Osborne Village neighborhood plan, so that is preferable to have an actual front door, not really just like one or two of the suites having a sliding door and then, kind of portraying that as a front entrance. So I do prefer that design. So first of all, I wanted to mention that. But on the issue of parking, so are you saying that you aren't intending to do anything further in terms of a parking management plan than just have 7 or 8 stalls?
We're not sure beyond generally you apply for a variance and ask for substandard parking, you make your arguments, and or you apply in lieu of a variance, you can apply for something called a parking management plan underneath the zoning bylaw. We're not sure why we have to do both. We're happy to address the variance for substandard parking right now. I'm just not sure why we have to do both processes.
Well, I guess what I thought when I read the report, I don't really care whether or not you have a the variance or not. I mean, to me, the issue is the parking. Okay. And my understanding is what they're saying is that we need to have a plan to provide some more options for parking, whether it's including a car share program, whether it's obtaining some other parking in the area that people can use, whatever. So that seems like a bit of a question mark for me, and this is a pretty significant 18 units with 7 parking spots. I mean, I just feel that that's something we should work through. And I know this report came at the last minute. We kind of got it on the agenda and everything else. I'd actually like to see us spend a little more time resolving that parking issue rather than just kind of whipping through this. So I hope you would understand if I made that kind of decision.
Now that you've explained it, we just weren't sure why the two processes, and we were just asking for clarification for that.
Okay.
And that's fine. We'd be more than happy to meet with the planning department as well as any member of the committee, especially yourself, after the public hearing has closed and this has been approved to discuss what we can do for parking in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And for our specific place in terms of a parking management plan.
Okay, well, I'll take that into consideration.
Yeah, so we're happy to do that. And once now that we understand what that condition means and what the expectation is, well, we're okay with that.
Okay.
Okay, any further questions? Thank you. Robson? In support? Do you wish to speak?
I'm just here to
vote. Oh, okay. You don't wish to speak?
No.
Okay, thank you. Jeffrey Milnes? Do you wish to speak? No? Melanie Gagnon, for information? Do you wish to... Okay. Is there anyone else in support or wish to speak on the matter? Okay, thank you. Okay. And there's no opposition? So? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's no opposition, so...
There's nothing to rebut. But did you have some?
Department. Now that it's been explained to us, we look forward to the decision of the community committee tonight.
Pardon me? Okay. Thank you.
Can I have the question of administration? I'm not sure. I have a cart before the horse before the cart kind of feeling going on right now. How are we supposed to approve a project that we don't know how they're dealing with the parking? I don't know.
We took a look at what they were proposing. We sort of took into account a lot of the amenities that were surrounding public transit, the policies that speak to higher density in this corridor or this section of the Osborne Village neighborhood. In proximity to the rapid transit station. We looked at the surrounding properties with a similar parking requirement or parking that was being provided. Taking all of those issues into account, we thought that this plan generally fit with that context. Now, at the same time, we were not totally certain that we wanted to say, yes, 8 parking stalls or 7 parking stalls is sufficient, but we also thought that it wasn't the biggest barrier to moving forward with this development. It generally meets the intent of the Osborne Village plan, and we felt comfortable saying that we might be able to meet the parking requirements in another manner at a later date upon the parking management plan.
So based upon the proposal now, how many parking spots should they have? Based upon, I know there's some different rules in that area, but...
22.
So you're saying going down from 22 to 8 isn't a problem?
It's actually
7. To
7. I'm not saying it's not a problem.
15 stalls less.
But we're also saying that we would like to receive a little bit more information.
So would I.
From the applicant saying...
So would I, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say. How am I approving this? And we talk about design. Well, as they said, if you want to do the central hallway, we're going to have to mass a lot of bit more because we lose the square footage. Well, that's going to actually impede our ability to say, if we want 15 lots, parking spots, well, then really it negates the idea of having a central hallway plan because I'm going to need that square footage, I'm assuming. So even picking a plan, like how do we even, like what area plan they want, because if parking is more important, if there is no plan, it looks like completely hopeless, we're going to have, they're going to have to use more of that space in the back, which means they're going to have to only have one option.
This all would be lost.
To each, whatever plan they look at.
Yeah.
But wasn't I heard that to do the other plan, maybe they're just going to have to take up more land?
Well, perhaps. But so plan A, which has these side entrances, would require eight, or would allow for eight parking stalls. And then the center hallway plan, they could provide.
So we're talking the change in massing is one stall's worth?
Yes.
Okay, then I was led to believe it was a little bit bigger than that. So I'm kind of caught. Like, it may be a fine project, and again, I'm not in the area. I'll defer a little bit over to my counselor, the local counselor. But why isn't there why isn't there either the variance here, the parking variance here, or the parking management plan here? Like, shouldn't these come together? Like, how do I approve one without knowing the other?
Sorry,
shouldn't the variance be, if they're going to apply for a variance, as we mentioned today, on a parking reduction variance?
They have applied for a variance. It's
why is it here today, though?
It is.
It is here. So this is a part of the same?
It is a part of the same.
So today approval will be saying, we agree that 7 or 8 stalls is acceptable.
Subject to the condition that a parking management plan.
Which would negate the whole point of having a traffic management, or parking management plan.
No? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. So the question there is they may have to do both, go for the variance plus a parking management plan.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
My understanding is the parking management plan would be a way to come back and explain how we're going to address the fact that there's less parking than we might want. So whether that's a car share thing, whether that's obtaining an agreement with a neighborhood property to have extra parking. So I think what I would like to do, Mr. Chairperson, is I'd like...
Just receive to our people who showed up, so I'm not sure if you guys want to open it.
For information. What I would like to do is I'm not going to close public representation at this time, but I would like to move adjournment to our next meeting, and that would give the project, give them some more time to sort out the parking issues, and then come back to the committee, and we'll have a full hearing with all the information in front of us. I know we have at times done this where you have a variance and then you agree on a parking plan, but this is... I think in this case there's a few different uncertainties. We have two different plans in front of us. This came in at the last moment today. And I just want to make sure that we've got all our bases covered here. I don't want to hold things back, but I think it's probably the right decision. It's certainly not. I think it's a really good project. I'm happy to see rental housing coming in. I'm happy to see the density and what you're trying to do here. So I support in principle what's happening here. But I think given the amount of development that's happening on this particular street, I have to consider that we have a really good plan in place to address any potential concerns. I think there are options within a parking management strategy, but I think you might need a little time to search them out and make sure we have the best possible plan. So my decision is to adjourn this until our meeting in September. And then hopefully we can just move full steam ahead at that time.
All right.
And for the variance as well.
Yes, the variance as well.
Okay.